Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Somebody needs to start.
Joe, that's you.
Yeah, but their TV's gone.
I know. I know.
Can't see.
Last week it wasn't on, and now they're not. It's not even in the room.
They took
terrible.
It away. They took it away. Okay.
What? Is this still television, or are we just
a
podcast?
This seems like and now Mindy's
I think
never
we're on TV.
Okay.
Who put Mindy here?
I decided to sit here.
I can't see her.
I'm uncomfortable.
There we go.
Everything's
there we go.
Changed.
Now Corey is once
Corey
again
crawling
to the monitor.
Nikki was just startled by Corey crawling on the ground.
Well, see, the whole point of this thing is it's natural and it's a disaster. It's a natural disaster, which makes it fun.
Which is
right?
True.
That's what happens all podcast long.
Yeah, you're not going to get fake TV here. So welcome to our podcast. Now, we answer your questions. It's kind of like talk back, only you talk and then we try to answer your questions.
Yes.
So get your questions in. brownbag@wnep.com. They're getting stacked. I was Nikki, you saw me.
Just poured a whole bunch in there.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm pressing
them.
This is
down.
Like it's like the Grand Canyon of questions. They're getting compressed and lithified.
It's like you do with your garbage at home.
Yes. So we better get to it. Get right through these questions.
You have a monitor. See, Corey is so great.
Thanks, Corey.
He is like the hero of the podcast.
I think he's growing tired of crawling on the floor every Friday. There he goes.
There he goes. Bye, Corey.
All right. So let's get through with these questions.
I think it should be Nikki first because you weren't here last week.
Well,
does everybody agree with that?
Yeah, go Nikki.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, we missed you last week, Nikki.
Yeah.
Lots of questions in here.
Get a good one, Nikki.
Is this the first time, Mindy, you're right here? I never remember you here.
I'm like really close to you because I want to be able to see Nikki and John. So we're uncomfortably close. Is that okay?
No, that's okay.
Are you going to call HR?
It doesn't look awkward on TV.
It doesn't? Okay. Because I feel really close to you.
I have to be able to see Mindy because it's a Mindy question.
Ooh.
Question for Mindy. Did you let anyone at WNEP TV drive your Tesla? If so, what did they think? Joe would never buy one because he doesn't have any coupons.
Joe doesn't even like coupons.
Did anyone drive it here? We all went for a ride.
You went for a ride. Yeah, I don't think anybody here has actually driven it. Oh, who wants to be first?
Ooh.
Who wants to try the self-driving?
I kind of do.
Actually, Bonnie also has expressed interest.
But I kind of want to try it with the self-driving on it.
Yeah.
Just to see what it's like.
Well, I think that's the important part. I think people won't like the self-driving until, like, in your mind, you don't like it. When you try it, then you will like it. It's just like, what is that?
That's very presumptuous
life cereal.
To assume that.
No, you will love it.
No, I've used them. My buddy has one.
You've never driven it.
Do you know Norm Jones? He has one. I've driven his.
You've driven his Tesla?
He has a Tesla?
Yes. There's nothing I like about that.
I saw him on a commercial with a Subaru. He has a Tesla now?
He used to. This was a year or two ago. Mindy, you make it like, here's what bothers me about this. Some of you Tesla people, you make it like you found gold and everyone needs to see this.
That's what it feels like because I feel like nobody understands.
Because it's presumptuous. I don't want anything to do with this car.
But you just don't know you want it. Okay, I'll stop.
Driving. I like shifting. I like turbo.
You like it until you realize you don't. And then it makes you so happy.
Do you think there's going to come a time where I honestly think there's going to be a time 50 years ago from now that people aren't driving?
Oh, I know that.
I really think that's coming.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while to phase people out because lots of people are like you. They want to drive the car and have control. But I think it's going to be the thing.
It's probably going to be. I remember reading stories of how people in the early 1900s with the horse and carriage people would sit and laugh at all the people going by
in the autos.
In their Model
yep.
Ts.
Yep, that's true.
Like, look at them. Like, you can't be a friend with a car. You need a horse and it's your friend. And then that's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
So I do know that decades from now it's going to be all electric and probably self-driving. But there are people who still like to ride horses.
You can be you.
I love my car. I love driving.
I used to be just like you.
I find Teslas so uninspiring. The interior is just bland and it's gross. No, thank you.
All right.
No, thank you.
Just holding out.
Just holding out. All right. John, you got to.
Here we go.
Got to get one. So Norm drives a Tesla.
Norm had a Tesla.
And I didn't know that.
I took it for a ride, and I got sick because it would jerk me around so fast. I'm motion sickness.
Well, you can set it to aggressive or chill. Yeah, okay.
All right. I don't even understand this one, but I guess I have to say it.
You got to say it, John.
How many employees for the morning crew pass their background checks? This commercial is getting old and annoying. I realize that airtime costs X amount of dollars, but really, do you have to run the same commercials back to back?
What commercial are they referring to?
The only good thing about 16 plus is for background noise.
Whoa. Wow. See, background noise and podcasts.
We accept insults.
I don't quite understand the background check.
What's the background check?
I don't know.
I do think that she's bringing up a point about the same commercials running over and over again. And
maybe
stuff
there's
like that.
One public service announcement.
So I think that's a big part of what's happening with streaming is that that is a whole new world when it comes to how commercials are done and things like that. Because if you watch other streaming that's not WNEP Plus, sometimes you'll see the same ad over and over. I've watched a football game on streaming and I've seen the same mayonnaise commercial every single break.
Yep.
So I think the commercials run differently than how they run on the TV portion of it. And I think it happens on our streaming too. So I guess that's what she's saying is that she's seeing the same thing over and over again.
What was the mayonnaise commercial? Hellman's?
Hellman's, yeah.
Do you like Hellman's? Do you prefer?
Well, apparently it worked because you remembered it.
I remember it, yeah.
Could you tell one mayonnaise from another or is mayonnaise mayonnaise?
I don't think I can.
I like Miracle Whip, personally.
Like Miracle Whip?
Really? More
I
than mayonnaise.
I like Miracle Whip better than mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's not a sandwich unless it has Miracle Whip. Oh, yeah.
Rennie thinks I'm crazy.
I like mayonnaise.
My whole family likes mayonnaise. Now I buy Miracle Whip Light just for myself.
Not light. I don't like the light.
I like the light.
Light, mayonnaise, light at Miracle Whip.
I like the light.
It's got to be the real
Another sign that Mindy and I would never get along, I hate mayonnaise. I don't like your car.
I don't like your mayonnaise.
I don't like your love of winter.
Not even Miracle Whip? Do you ever do mayonnaise?
You don't do mayonnaise at all?
No, I don't.
Do you ever eat macaroni salad?
No.
All right. Tuna fish with mayonnaise?
I can't see it eating tuna.
Oh, you guys don't like tuna fish?
Oh, I love tuna fish.
Oh, I love tuna fish too, but it has to have Miracle Whip in it. All right. This is from Stacy. I think that since you now have the streaming every day and Fridays you have the podcast, why not bring back Taste Test Tuesday with the morning crew? You could taste the new Holiday Coke. Wow.
Carrie, are you listening?
It's funny, I mentioned that.
You just mentioned that.
Over the we need more features, I think, because 2 hours of new. If we did one more, something like this during the week.
We've been saying that.
What if we did a taste test?
Yeah.
You know, we're just getting launched here.
We're evolving here, folks.
We started in June. It's been a couple months. Yeah. You got to give us time to come up with
the tasting
ideas.
Is coming.
Tuesday.
That is a good suggestion and a good question.
Yes, Stacy, thank you so much
Instead
for that.
Instead of just repetitive news for 2 hours, let's mix it up a little bit here. That's a good idea.
All right. We try to mix it up with weather, but we only get what we get.
She's on a roll today. Should we go get the board?
I'm going to slash her Tesla tires.
Uh-oh. You've got new tires. Be careful.
I'm going
be careful.
To get new tires.
You're up, Joe.
This one wants me.
It does. It's like looking at you.
Right on top.
Yes.
It smells good.
So, I think it's going to be a good one.
So were all the new ones from Travis or were they from other people?
No, I haven't seen Travis.
No, we're getting a bigger audience. This question is for the entire team from Ben Delp. He's emailed us before.
Hi, Ben.
How would your colleagues best describe you? Whoa, baby.
I don't think this is a good question.
this could be hurtful.
Oh, this could
How
be.
Would your I guess it's for me. I would my colleagues would describe me. Mindy would say he's annoying at times, but overall a nice guy. Hmm? I think Nikki would say goofy and funny. I think John would say, you know, good guy, guy's guy. All right, little out there sometimes. That's what I think. What about you guys? What would you think?
That's how I would describe you.
No, but what would we say now about you? What do you think?
That she's really nice and sweet.
Oh
yeah.
That's what you would say.
We do.
And we love having your spark on the morning show.
Aww.
It's been such a great addition for us, so that's fun too.
Well, thank you.
What about John? What do you think think about you?
We all know John, right?
Yeah,
we
what
all
does
know
he think what does that he we think? Think.
Well, I'd like to think you'd say I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
Always positive.
But the truth is, he's on the dark side. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
There is no dark side.
But are any
There's
of us going
no
to be honest here and say something bad that we think that someone thinks?
I don't know.
Do you think we think you're a pilgrim? Because I've often said that.
I think you think I'm a pilgrim, yeah. Yeah, like you say it all the time.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think you're a pilgrim.
A pilgrim?
Yeah.
Well, she has these ways that are very like...
Very what? what's the adjective here?
innocent, old school, naive at times.
Old fashioned.
Old fashioned. Yes.
She's from the Midwest.
Yeah. Yes. She likes her puzzles and cuddling by the fire.
Yes, I do.
And all those things.
Hot cocoa.
What else do you think we think you are?
I don't know. I guess I would hopefully you guys would think that I'm nice. I don't know. Like, isn't that a weird thing that that's all I can think of, really?
Yeah. We do think you're nice.
Okay. But I also want you to think I'm on the edge, a little crazy, a little wild. Like,
I never had that thought.
No, you know, I do say to people, because people ask all the time, is Joe like that in person?
And what do you say?
I'd say, yeah. You know,
he's okay, all right.
Likes to goof around. I would say maybe off air he's not quite as,
you know, but
I said he's as nice a guy and easygoing a guy as you can be around.
I appreciate that.
I always tell people that pretty much what you see on TV is
what we are.
We are.
That's true.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I think that's why, you know, quite a few people watch and pay attention, because I'd like to think that they see us as real.
Yeah, because some anchors, they're just talking heads. You know that.
Yeah.
And they never can express themselves. So when we do what we do, we make some enemies, but at least we're ourselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what are your enemies? Who are your enemies, Joe?
No, you have enemies because I hear from them. Like, Mindy's so this, and why does she feel that way about
that? Whoa. What do you mean? What enemies do I
have? I'm sure when you guys go out in the public,
everybody says nice things.
No, about me, they probably say that. Blah, blah, blah. So I hear bad things about you guys, too.
You do?
Like, yeah, what? Good things. Give us an example. I need to know. I never hear the bad things. They don't tell me.
Do you hear bad things about me? Like, I bet you do.
Well, of course.
See, that's what I'm saying. So everyone vents to you guys about me. Everyone vents about you
guys. Yeah, but you've heard the bad things about you. You already know what they are. Like, you hate cats, things like that.
We better move on.
I want to know.
Nope.
One example.
My old photographer, Tom Durant, would say, people would say, where's Joe? And he says, we don't let him out of his cage much.
Oh, that's a good one.
He would say that to everybody.
Every crew here that goes everywhere. Where's Joe?
Where's Joe? We hear that all
the
time.
What's Joe doing?
That's funny. I love it. I'm honored.
It's funny because I did my mobile short thing, and this is the question that I picked out. So I'm picking this question out again.
Oh.
Hey, Joe, what does this woolly caterpillar say the winter is going to be like?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you did preview that one then?
I know you love and trust the woolly caterpillar.
So that person's messing with
They're
us.
They're mocking you.
I think. But, you know, if you go back just 10, 20, 30 years, people really did believe a lot of these folklore sayings about the weather. And the truth is, the banding on a woolly caterpillar, you can test things in science. It's not like, I think I'm right. I know I'm right. We can do a DNA test, and what controls the banding on a woolly caterpillar is its genetics. And it's like if you have green eyes and he has brown eyes, it's genetics. It has nothing to do with how cold or warm the winter is going to be. Fact.
Well, it is funny. So I was out for a hike last week, and I saw two woolly caterpillars while I was hiking. One was almost completely brown,
and the
other was almost just had a tiny little band of brown. So what's my forecast?
Yeah, right.
If I'm seeing
well, there
two
are
on
conflicting models on this one. Yes.
No, so it has nothing to do with the upcoming winter.
I'm curious. You probably don't know this yet. Did you know the Farmer's Almanac is ending?
I just read that, finally.
Yes. How do you feel about that?
I feel now we have to get rid of psychics. We have to get rid of...
But the Farmer's Almanac was like
astrology.
A little nostalgia. Like,
we have to get rid of...
It was part of culture.
No, I want to get rid of all fake news.
The sad thing about the Farmer's Almanac going away is that it was more than just the forecast. They had all kinds of articles, recipes, information, all that kind of stuff.
Nice astronomical information.
They did.
Lunar cycles, but... But in terms of, they literally would forecast the weather for every day of the year, months in advance. You can look up in the Farmer's Almanac what it's going to be like next July the 4th, and it would try to make a prediction for the Northeast, which is totally insulting to us in this business of meteorology. And that's why I'm offended by it, because they're blatantly lying to people. And I'm offended by that. Do you guys remember when there was this thing called the Star Registry? This really bothered me. Back in maybe 10, 20 years ago, they'd advertise on TV, name a star for your loved one.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yeah, I bought one for my sister.
Did you really?
No.
And it would be placed in the astronomical catalog. It was all some company making crap up.
Yeah.
And I was furious because people would say, oh, no, it's in the Star Registry. They made that up.
Right.
There's no such thing.
There is a cataloged scientific name for every star that you can see. Whether you want to name that for your uncle who passed away or your daughter, it's a scam. and it made me mad. So all these fake science things make me mad, and they need to be cleared out. And that's why I get mad at the Farmers Almanac, because they're lying to people.
It's done for.
Psychics are lying. Astrologers are lying to you. They're all lying.
All right.
Lies.
John, it's your
turn. Snake oil salesman. They're lying.
Were you the woolly bear, Nikki?
Yeah, she was the woolly bear. Yep.
Truth.
I'm glad I got your reaction to the Farmer's Almanac, because I've been wondering that all morning.
How many social media posts are you required to post when you're off and or on vacation?
Ooh.
I could understand we get when you get back to work, but not while you're on your time. This is from Brian in Cresco.
So, Brian.
Question, Brian.
There is no such thing as our time. It does not exist.
There's no requirement.
No, there's no
requirement. There's no requirement.
We're just told to have a presence.
Yeah. We're told to have a presence on social media. I think that we've kind of built up a following on social media that you almost feel a little bit of pressure to kind of give some material of what you're up to and everything like that. So I don't feel that we have to do it. But then also, like, I went to Ireland. I know on the news you guys are going to be talking about me and being in Ireland. It makes for good TV content.
It makes for good TV because we want to be a part of their family and us a part of their family.
And that's – I mean, it kind of goes back to, like, asking what people think of us and stuff like that. We've decided – and a lot of people in the news don't do this, but we've decided we're willing to share – a lot of our lives with the viewers because we feel a connection with them hope they feel the connection back.
That's exactly
it. And I think that's why we do it during vacation. I'm not going to post every day that I'm off or everything that I'm doing, but we do quite a bit.
You guys are so much better at it than me.
Why would you say that?
Because you post so much more. I obviously follow you guys, and then sometimes I won't post for a couple of days. I think, oh, yeah, I got to post.
Well, it is honestly, it's I think it is sometimes it does feel like a bit of a burden. Like, honestly, sometimes I think, oh, I should post because, you know, we have all these followers and stuff. But then I'm like, oh, I don't want to. I don't feel like
it.
You
go out of your way to post and you feel like you're being fake.
Don't want to be fake.
Oh, I better post this now.
Right.
I'm out kayaking with my wife. I better take a picture.
Right. And even my kids know, like, if Macy does it, I'm Macy, I need a picture of that. I'm like, all right.
But this is the world we live in.
Yeah.
It is.
And there's going to be more of it down the road.
Yes. Mobile shorts, right?
Oh, see, our company is pushing forward. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for mobile shorts. When are they actually going to be available to viewers?
I don't think for a little while yet.
So we're expected now to post twice a day little mini stories, and that's coming up.
You know how you get the news from scrolling? Well, there's going to be an element to that coming up. That's just a little preview.
All right. Nikki, this question is for us.
Oh.
The boys can just stand aside for a moment.
All right.
Karen, let's go on our phone.
The question is, you already have too much screen time for this week.
Keep going.
Are you gals a heels or a sneakers person? Ooh, which do you prefer, wearing heels or wearing sneakers?
It depends on the situation. I mean, right now I'm wearing just flats, dress flats. I just the older I get, I just want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to wear sneakers to work.
And I think also what I've realized from my friends and myself, the more you wear heels when you're younger, it harms your feet.
Yeah.
It does bad things to your feet. And so you will feel that later on. Your feet will hurt. You'll get different, you know, bunions, plantar fasciitis, whatever.
Well, let's give her the guy perspective. I didn't think you girls ever liked wearing heels. Because they got to
be uncomfortable. No, I like wearing.
What would you like to
do? They're not all uncomfortable.
They're not all uncomfortable.
And I do like wearing them.
It makes you feel glamorous.
Yeah, it makes you feel pretty.
It can't be comfortable, though, in any way.
Some of them aren't too bad. No, it's not awkward. Like, you get used to it.
They make your legs look better.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what I mean. So you're
doing it. You feel taller.
You throw out the V word. You're doing it for vanity purposes.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh. Do you think women are more vain than men?
No.
Hair, makeup, nails.
I mean, heels. Some women, but some men I know are very vain.
That's true.
Overall, though.
I know men who get a lot of Botox and things like that. So, yeah.
John's staying out of this.
John, why are you staying out of this?
I don't know.
I never knew any woman enjoyed wearing heels. I thought it was almost like an obligation to
it just goes with the outfit. It feels right when, like, you're in a dress.
I will say, as a husband, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, it's a heels day. Well, you know, like, Like, what makes you think, I'm going to wear heels with this outfit or to this occasion or things like that?
It depends on the outfit.
Also, my boyfriend is 6'4". So,
you want to feel a little taller.
I want to feel a little taller.
Well, I didn't realize Darren was that tall.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When I started dating Rennie, she wore heels a lot when we first started dating. And she eventually told me it's because previous boyfriends she had were not that tall and she could hardly ever wear it because she's 5'10", 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
And so with me, she was able to wear it and not be taller than her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think we can all agree at the end of the day, you go home and just want puffy clothes on.
Slippers.
Pretty much. Yep.
Slippers at home.
Slippers are good.
Or nothing at all.
Yeah.
Whoa! Breaking news right here.
Not like that.
Nikki walks around naked in her house.
She's saying she walks around shoeless.
Shoeless.
That could be a good question. I never walk around naked in my house. I hate myself naked.
Really?
Yeah. And I see some people who, I'll be at the gym or playing hockey with my buddies. This is years ago. And there's guys walking back and forth totally naked. I must be insecure. I hate being naked. Yeah.
No, this is a problem. This is a problem, Nikki. I found this out from other men. This is a problem in the men's locker room. Men walk around just – women don't do this. Women don't do this.
That walk around totally naked.
Naked. All the time.
You've seen that, John?
Oh, yeah.
They do it.
It's gross.
It's a problem.
I don't want to see a naked man.
And if there are like chairs or places to sit in the locker room, like a leather couch, they'll just sit there naked.
They just sit there naked.
Yes.
It's got to be stopped.
It happens.
Yes.
I thought all men were like that.
No.
No?
I'm telling you, it's an older man thing.
Okay. Well, they don't care. They're past the point of caring.
Oh, boy.
I don't even like to look at myself in the mirror naked. Never mind in front of other people.
I think you should learn to love yourself.
Okay.
You better pick another one.
God.
Don't you think that's an important thing to love yourself?
Nikki, look what you started.
Yes,
yeah, but
yes.
I love myself covered
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but I don't need to walk around naked.
Right.
In honor of Fall the Bald, you are offered a pill that increases your intelligence by 50%, but also permanently removes your hair, including your brows.
Ooh.
Do you take the pill, Tanya from Nanico?
This is sticking
you're gonna
with
get
the vanity.
You're going to get 50% smaller, smarter,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to take away half of the hair?
No, I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it either.
I'm not doing it.
Joe would do it. He doesn't like hair.
No, I wouldn't because I
really?
Feel like I'm not going to fit into society. Everywhere I go, it'll be like, look at that hairless
freak. I'm not
freak.
Doing it.
Well, not only that, but
I'm
honestly, I think that if you were that much smarter, like
what's it going to do now?
You wouldn't fit into society that as well.
Yeah.
You'd be like, it would be hard for you to talk to people because they would seem so dumb compared to you. I don't know.
I want to know a lot more.
I don't want to. You're done knowing
I'm
things.
You're smart enough.
You know, you reach a point, you're like, I don't need to know that much more.
All right. So, Tanya, that's four no's on your 50%
that's
intelligence.
That's a good question.
Tanya, that was a great question.
Yeah.
Which, what does that say? We love our hair.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't want to be bald.
I'm choosing hair.
You say it all the time, but there's social rules. There's social constructs. And, and one of those is...
Look, we just agreed to. We choose to fit into society more than being smarter.
Hmm.
We choose... fitting into our peers and our environment better than being smart.
Well, and also think about if you have a significant other, like what would you do then? Because then all of a sudden you would be so uneven in your intellectual capabilities, right? That would
be
hard.
I'd be so smart. I'd be like, I'm over you.
But that's the problem. Like you would.
I'm going to take my bald body and go find a beautiful.
I wonder if like someone in college that's really trying to get good grades and stuff would be like, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. At a certain age.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
John,
Nikki,
where do you
it's
see
your
all
turn.
These naked guys? In the gym?
Like gym lockers? Nah, I don't go to a gym anymore, but I just remember it.
Yeah. So you're disturbed by this too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nikki, you're
I've heard.
Nikki, look what you started.
I started.
Men. Put some clothes on when you're around other men. Just stop it, okay?
Well, maybe we're just being too prude.
No.
Maybe.
No,
put on your clothes.
Put on your clothes. I'm going to throw this out here and
or
throw them under
wrap
the bus.
A towel around.
I'm going to do this. Is going to be horrible of me. Remember the hockey years I used to play with all my buddies?
Yeah.
Rob Rave?
Rob Rave is a naked walker. That's all I'm going to, okay? I said it.
Now he's going to be on our show in a couple of weeks.
Nikki, you better ask a question.
This is a long question.
Oh, 2 minutes to cut in. You better put that one back in then.
Get it to pick a different one.
Get a quick one, Nikki.
Yeah.
Boy, she's a slow unraveler.
I have heard that people who are organ donors are the last to receive medical care if there is a car accident. What's your opinion on this?
That can't be true.
I think that's a...
That's not true.
Is that something people think?
You have heard that before?
No. I've never heard that.
I've heard that many times. Like, if you choose organ donor, they're going to see you in the hospital and be like,
let him go.
Let him go.
Not true.
No.
Listen.
That can't be true.
I've heard it. I don't think there's any facts in it, but I've heard that before.
Oh, my God.
Darby, I don't barely hanging I don't know on. About Let him that. Go. I don't know about that.
Let him go. Look at let him go. Look at all these beautiful organs we can harvest. Just let him go.
I don't think it's true.
I don't think it's true. Yep. I hope it's not
I know
true.
People who do not put organ donor on their license because they're afraid of that. Because
they're afraid of that?
Because they're afraid of that. It's happened. It's out there, but it's not true.
Huh.
I don't think.
I didn't realize people believe that.
I'm not a doctor in the emergency room. I don't know. I don't think it's true.
John, it's your turn.
But it's a thing.
I don't think they'd fess up to it either if it was true. But I don't think it's true. Wait, do I have time for one?
Yeah, one more. It's got to be a quick one. 40 seconds. Could you do it with your clothes on?
It's too long.
It's too long?
Yeah. So we're just going to have to wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up. So keep questions coming. brownbag@wnep.com. And if we learned one thing, it's please leave your clothes on unless you're with that special someone.
So let's go back to what people say about me to you. That's not
nice.
Go. I haven't heard what this could be. And maybe it would help me be a better person if you
See
told
you
me.
See you later, everybody.
You shouldn't have brought it up, Joe.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.